The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A two-tier mortgage market has developed in Ireland. That's according to mortgage experts Doddle.ie. Homeowners with mortgages from non-bank lenders are facing sharp increases in their monthly payments as their fixed rate periods end. The changes could impact up to 80,000 homeowners in this country. Martina Hennessy, Chief Executive of Doddle.ie, is joining me now. Martina, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what sort of outfits, for people who can't really distinguish between a bank and a non-bank, what sort of lenders are we talking about?
Yeah, so non-bank lenders have been in the Irish mortgage market since roughly about 2018, Pat, and they're entities who originate new loans that aren't banks or credit unions. So in 2022, the central bank figures show that non-bank lenders accounted for 10% of new mortgage lending in the Irish market. So they're significant players. They are very key to the Irish market, actually. They're offering choice to consumers. So the more lenders we have, obviously, the better. However, for now, they really appear to be curtailed in offering competitive rates due to their funding models and how they source funds to lend to consumers.
Okay. But who are they? I mean, give me some names so people can say, oh, that's me.
You have Finance Ireland, you have ICS. They would have been some of the traditional non-bank lenders who came to the market in around 2018 and 2019. So they would be lenders who existing mortgage holders would have mortgages with. Two new players to the Irish market. We have MoCo and Nua this year, but they really only started lending this year. So anybody who has a mortgage, say with Finance Ireland and ICS, they had excellent rates back in 2019. They offered sub 2% rates and rates at really, really low levels of, you know, low 2%. So now, because of their funding model and because of their funding mix and the fact that they're sourcing funds on the money markets and it's more expensive for them than traditional retail lenders, their rates have increased. So anybody rolling out a fixed rate really needs to look at their rates, not so only with non-bank lenders, but with lenders in general, because rates have decreased quite significantly over the last 6 months in particular. And the gap between the highest and lowest rates is quite significant. The lowest standard rate in Ireland now is 3.6%. Green, it's 3.45, so even lower. And the highest is 6.9. So you can see that massive disparity rates.
Absolutely huge. So what are we talking about? If someone has a fixed rate with one of these non-bank lenders, and you're saying it could be as low as, you know, one point something, less than 2%. What is it likely to go up to, and how do we know? Have they already published the rates that they will be offering to their retiring fixers?
Yeah, so a very typical three-year fixed rate, I suppose, if we take, say, Finance Ireland, was 2.25%, say, in 2021, approximately. So you might have somebody rolling out of that rate now. Their variable rate, their loan-to-value variable rate for that customer would be 6.7%, or their fixed rate at 5.75%. So you'll see that massive 3.5% difference from when rates and funding costs for that bank were particularly low, and now where they're in a different rate environment. So somebody with a €300,000 mortgage, their repayments will go up by €579 per month based on the difference between those two rates and the different timeline. Obviously, rates have increased across the board during that timeline since pre-2022. But really, the non-bank lenders are struggling to remain competitive. So that's where you'll see the biggest differential in terms of repayments and when rolling off fixed rates.
Now, talk to me about the funding model, as you put it, of these non-bank lenders compared to the funding model of the bank lenders, because they both presumably buy money from the European Central Bank.
So banks' rates are based on their funding mix and what it costs for them to acquire. So they will always lend to you based on what their funding costs are, plus whatever profit they need to make, etc., and their operating costs. So the main banks have a funding mix that would include deposit holders' funds. So deposit holders, for example, in Ireland, they are still being offered very little return on their savings. So the banks can buffer their costs to some degree, and they can use these funds on deposit to effectively subsidise their cost of lending. Mm. Where non-bank lenders don't take in deposits, they don't have current account funds. So they're solely reliant on the cost of money on markets. So they can't, I suppose, cross-subsidise or buffer that funding cost by using deposit holder funds. So they're immediately exposed to rate increases or to money market rate increases. And that's why you'll have seen when ECB rates or when funding costs started to increase in early 2022, the non-bank lenders, you know, were the first to increase their rates. Now, conversely, again, when rates were funding costs were zero, they were the ones that were offering the super low rates as opposed to the pillar banks. It's just a point in time with these non-bank lenders now where they can't be competitive because of their funding model.
But the traditional banks literally are robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're robbing their depositors to fund new mortgage holders or existing mortgage holders.
Yeah, so they're cross-subsidising. I call it robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, so they are giving very little return on to the deposit holders to the benefit of mortgage holders because they're able to reduce their funding costs and reduce their lending costs.
Now, what are they offering in terms of, say, a fixed rate? Someone leaving one of these non-bank lenders knowing that their price is going to go up with their mortgage from maybe 2.25% to 6.7%, something like that. What are the other banks? I mean, they'll be looking to mop up some of this as people retire their fixed or they have it retired for them. They'll be looking to mop up. So what's the best fixed that can be offered by the banks themselves?
Yeah. So if you have a green mortgage, so your building energy rating is A or B, the lowest rate in the market is 3.45%. And that's a four-year fixed rate. If you're non-green, so if you don't have that stronger building energy rating, the lowest rate is 3.6%. So, you know, the mid 3% level is where rates are currently sitting at the new norm.
If I'm going from 2.25 to 3.6, going to one of these bank lenders from my non-bank lender, you talk about an extra 500 if I stay with my non-bank lender. How much per month on that 300 grand mortgage extra will I be paying by going to one of the traditional banks?
Yeah, and I suppose the big thing to obviously be aware of is that rates have gone up across all the market, right, since that time. So for every 0.5% and that you are saving or by moving, for every 250,000 that you owe, you save 800 euros per month. So even saving 0.5% by not sticking with your current lender at that higher rate will save you that 800 euros a month for every 250,000 that you owe. So significant savings, like the gap between, again, the 3.6% that you could get and the 6.9% if you were with one of the non-bank lenders for an average mortgage, say the average mortgage rundown last quarter in Ireland was 310,000. So you can save up to 602 euros per month by making that switch. And the banks have made it a lot easier to switch now. They've reduced document journeys. They offer enhanced or introduced cashback offers. So it covers, you know, the cost of switching. It also, makes it easier to switch by having those reduced document journeys.
On the face of this conversation, and I don't want to put the hex on them, but it would look like the non-bank lenders are bunched.
Well, right now, I mean,
how could you keep going? If everyone knows that they can save 800 a month by switching out of them when their fixed is finished, I mean, how can they respond?
It will all be to do with when they get to a point where they can competitively re-enter the market, so when they can access those funds. So they're not going to introduce low rates now and lend at a loss. No bank will ever do that. So it's their funding model that's curtailing them being competitive now. And that's why they can't offer their existing business customers a lower rate, because they can't. It would cost them. They would lose money effectively by doing so.
OK, but I'm just wondering what their business model will be. In this situation, I mean, if much of their customer base is made up of fixed people, those fixed people are just going to walk, aren't they?
Well, in Ireland, we have a certain apathy towards our mortgages, and that's what the big call out is. You know, we're not known as a nation of switchers. Relative to the UK, we have a really flat base on switching. There was a surge in mortgage switching in June, which saw activity rise year on year by 24%. But the big call out is, yes, anybody who has those higher rates or exposed to those higher rates should be looking at options across the market, shouldn't be afraid to look at other lending options and switch where it makes financial sense to do so.
Now, the point about stress testing, this was one of the big talking points after the crash, that everyone who was borrowing would be stress tested. So, you know, with expected rises in interest rates, that they would still be fine financially. What say you?
Yeah, every lender stress tests at 2% above the actual rate. Now, when we were looking at rates at 2.25% for a three-year fixed rate, say, you're now like looking at over 6.7 for a variable or 5.75 at the height of the market. So we're past those stress tests. But the positive news is that rates have come down in the main across the market. Like, you're seeing those 3.6 to 3.45% rates. So there are strong rates there. In some ways, we've nearly been through the brunt of it, because the period from 2022 right up to the start of this year. So obviously for tracker mortgage holders, their rates went up by 4.75%. But the entire market shifted at least by 1.5%. So those stress tests are put in place to ensure that mortgage holders continue to remain affordable. So, you know, stress tests are there for a reason. Banks continue to lend prudently. They have to underwrite a case based on
affordability. No, I'm just wondering though, if you're talking about a 2% stress test, and someone's mortgage rate is going to go up by almost 5%. Do you know?
Undoubtedly, there'll be people. There'll be people who experience significant financial difficulties because of these rate increases. They're rolling off into a very different rate environment when everything else in terms of cost of living has also increased. It is, for most people, their largest financial commitment, and that's why it's so important to take charge of it.
Martina, thank you very much for joining us. That's Martina Hennessy, the chief executive of Dottle.ie. Some of the texts, are they homeowners or moan owners now looking for a dig out? People buying houses should be aware that interest rates can go up or they may go down. As some of us who bought homes last year have been on the high rates from the very start, so I have no sympathy on people who enjoyed and availed of the low rates for the years prior. That's from Patrick.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.